2, 3, 4.
What would you talk about on your podcast?
5, 6, 7, 8.
Hello, lady.
9, 10, 11.
Elvis Duran presents
12, 13, 14, 15.
The 15-minute morning show.
All right, it's the first 15-minute morning show of the week.
Yes. You were going through puberty.
I know.
Your voice cracked.
Froggies did that earlier, and so did Skiri's. My voice cracked. It happens. Sometimes your voice cracks. No big deal.
Then everybody asks if you're going through puberty. That's always the follow-up question, no matter what.
Mm-hmm. Always. Always. So earlier we were chatting about the piece of shit cars that you had.
Yeah.
You guys remember this?
Yeah.
Like,
yep.
I remember, we never had a new car growing up. I remember my mom had an 84 AMC Eagle that she would drop me off at school in. And I remember, I think it was around eighth grade, where I consciously said, you know what, just drop me off like 3 blocks from school.
Right.
Oh my gosh.
I can't have my friends see me like this. Or it was like, okay, you could drop me off at like 6:30 in the morning. My mom was like, yeah, the teacher's not been there yet. Like, yeah, it's fine. I'll just wait for him.
I don't even remember what kind of a car it was. My girlfriend Christine's mother would drop us off in the morning, and she would say to her mom, please, mom, drop us off down the block. And her mom refused. So when we would get to the front of the building, she would always say, oh, my socks, they're falling down. And she would duck down in the car and pull her socks up because she was mortified at the car that she was in with her mom. And she was just like, please, mom, I can't do this. It was so funny. It was so funny.
I used to do it to myself.
Are we ready to go?
We already started.
We're midstream already.
You already started?
Wait,
hold on. You started the podcast without me?
Yeah, we did.
You got a lot of stuff to do, so we thought we'd get a little head start.
Can we get a phone call on the podcast? You see this text that just came in? Richard from Western Kentucky. You all sound like you either need to get laid or you need to participate in a little more day drinking.
That's not wrong.
I love that. We were talking about the crappy cars that your parents dropped you off, and I think Gandhi was in a middle of a story.
I'm sorry. I was saying,
go ahead.
I used to, they were talking about how their parents, they'd make their parents drop them off a few blocks down the road. And I was saying, I used to do it to myself because I drove such a crappy beater piece of car when I was in radio up until 5 years ago. It would only start one out of every 3 times. So I used to park way down the street when we had events and stuff because I didn't want any listeners or anyone seeing me get into this little beater of a Saturn that also had the ceiling falling down. Yep. It was just a mess.
Yeah.
But
I used to have a car you had to take pliers and clamp the battery thing on before. So you would get out of the car, you would undo the battery because the ignition didn't stop it. Or the battery would be dead when you get back in later. Then when you got back in, you had to open the hood, clamp the pliers back around the battery connector, and it would start and go. But hey, we did it every time.
We used to I used to have to push start my car. And luckily, we lived on a hill.
Oh yeah.
So, you know, I would have to like have someone push my car with me in there. Then I have to pop the clutch and it would start.
Yeah.
Wow.
Thank God. But sometimes it wouldn't start at the bottom of the hill. Then we'd have to push it all the way back to the top of the hill and push it and let it do it again. I mean, those were shitty days, man.
Imagine
what's up,
my
Garrett?
Excitement when my father said that for my first car, I was getting a Mustang. And then it turned out to be a used Mustang from the early 80s, the time when the Mustang was not cool. It apparently was cool in the 70s and later in the 90s and 2000s.
Yeah,
it
you had the uncool.
In the 80s. And it had rotting floorboards where you can actually see the actual pavement below you.
Flintstone. Yeah, the Flintstones.
You could see the rot of the floorboards. I'm like, what's going on? They said, I don't know, something got
scary. Is that why your feet turned out the way they turned out?
Because of your body Flintstone feet.
That was my first
I think
car.
That, Garrett, what were we going to say?
So my parents gave me my mom's 1984 Toyota Corolla when I went to college. Now, when you're going to college, it's a big deal to have a car on campus, you know. So imagine driving onto campus, getting into that parking spot, ready to start your college career, and the driver door just literally falls off. So I got to campus with no driver door. Like, I literally had it in my hands, and that was the first and last time I had that car.
Yes.
I don't know.
Oh my
you know
gosh.
What? Now that we've been kicked off SiriusXM, you know, less money coming in, we're going to have to use crappy cars again. We had to get nice cars. They took away our livelihood. Hey, we have Richard on line 24, Scary.
Sure.
Let's talk to Richard. Hey, Richard, how are you?
Good. How are you all?
I loved your text. So Richard says, you all sound like you either need to get laid or you need to participate in some day drinking a little more. Well, Richard, by the way, I can't disagree. I would love to get laid more and I'd love to drink more during the day. But are you hearing a little bit of tension in our voices today? What are you hearing on your end?
Oh, definitely. We actually work in a shop here in Western Kentucky, and we listen to y'all every morning on Sirius, and once Sirius kicked you out, then we started listening through the app, and yeah, man, just a little bit too much tension for a Monday morning.
Yeah. Okay. I think, look, he's giving us some constructive feedback, and we should definitely, you know, this is the era of listening. We've got to hear what he says. All right. Well, so, okay. We're going to lighten up. Yeah, we'll start with you. Gandhi, how can we lighten this up for Richard?
Yeah, Richard, what is it that you would like us to change? Like, what are we doing right now that is irritating you?
Oh, absolutely nothing. I think it's hilarious.
Oh.
You think it's hilarious?
Now we're okay.
As you sit there and listen to our show and the wheels are falling off and we're careening down the side of the hill to a fiery death. You like that. All right. I don't know. You know, like, Richard, sometimes in families there's tension, and it has happened sometimes, and that's what we do. You know, sometimes we gotta, but you know, but I agree with you. I would love to get laid more. So, and I'll start drinking right now. Who's with me?
Yep. I'm with you.
Salt.
Let's go.
All right. We're going to do it. Richard, duly noted.
Start doing shots on Monday morning.
I know. I'll start doing shots right now.
Don't tempt us.
And I'll start, we'll start like having crazy sex all over the house, but we're going to take your thoughts to heart and we're going to lighten it up. And so tomorrow's show is going to be nothing but light. So I'm excited for it already. Thank you, Richard. Go have a great day. Thanks for listening to us.
Thanks, guys. Y'all have a good one.
You too. Hey, Brody, did you have a weird car growing up that was embarrassing?
My parents had an old Monte Carlo and there were two main problems with it. The windshield washer, one of the wipers was broken, so my father put a sponge in it so it wouldn't scrape the window. Yes. And then the driver's seat, it would go back too far. It wouldn't stand up straight, so we put a hammer in it behind it from the back seat, and the hammer would keep the seat from going backwards. That car was replaced by my Dodge Dart that was in an accident before we bought it. And the driver's door wouldn't open, so I had to go out the passenger door or climb out through the window.
Oh, like Dukes of Hazzard style.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what's so funny? Even if you had a brand new Dodge Dart, it was still a piece of shit.
Yeah, I started with Dodge Dart. It was downhill from there. Yeah.
But now you have a supercar.
I do. But I met my girlfriend at the time, who's now my wife, driving that Dodge Dart. And that's how I knew it was real, because she clearly didn't like me for my car.
There you go.
Fair.
I get it. I get it. Look at straight Nate. What are you doing?
I'm postponing John Legend.
An interview.
Oh, good. Thank you for doing that.
We just bumped an EGOT winner.
Yeah, exactly. He's an EGOT.
We didn't bump him. I mean, we'll interview him. Hopefully, he'll be able to fit us into his schedule. If not, we'll get him next round.
And he's been on before.
Man, we're here for the long term. You know, we're okay.
Except
we
don't get it all done today, but
yeah, they bumped us there. Oh God! All right, now what? I feel like I came in late. I don't feel like I have the right to be here.
I have a story about a car that I was told, but I'm not sure if I'm supposed to say it. I ran it by Nate, so Nate needs to give me the okay if I'm allowed to say it.
Which story was this?
The car that broke down somewhere where Elvis was doing something.
Oh, yeah, you could totally tell this story.
Okay.
What?
So apparently at one of your book signings, specifically in Philadelphia, the station van broke down outside your event and they had to call and have it towed away from the Barnes & Noble while you were doing your thing.
Oh my God. How embarrassing. The Q102 van was towed away?
Yeah, we could talk to Smiling Steven if you guys want to, but he was like, oh, it was mortifying. I didn't know what to do. I was so embarrassed.
Knowing Steven, the way he panics too.
Right. You know?
That's so jankety. That jankety Q102 van was towed away.
Yep, that's not a good look. Your appearance, you're having a good time.
As they say, those are bad optics.
Yes. I worked at a radio station in Tampa in the 90s, and we would purposely buy really shitty vehicles, and we would paint the logo on them, and when they would break down, we would leave them on the side of the road for days, just like billboards. We would just leave them.
I would literally
call back to the program director and go, hey, the car broke down. Just take the tag off and somebody will come get you. Just leave it there. We would leave it and never go back and get it.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. They were the biggest pieces of shit. We painted them with house paint.
Oh yeah, that was the power pig in Tampa. They used to do stuff like that.
Yes.
I don't know. Don't you remember, Scary, don't you remember when we used to, and Danielle, when we used to do appearances in the Z100 van, we had to sit on a tire. We had to sit on a tire in the back of the van.
There was no seat. We had the Z100 Summer Hummer. And then there was the Z100 Summer Hummer 2. And I remember, you had the tire was literally in the back seat because it had no space. So we had to
There were times... Remember when we just had that truck that was like, I remember sitting in the back of the truck. There were no seats. And I would just sit there. And when we would be going, I would go from one side of the truck, boom, all the way to the other side of the truck when they would make a turn. And I would just be like, am I going to make it to my event? And I'd be like, boom.
You guys remember what happened to this?
We have... We have Smiling Steven on the phone.
Oh, you do? Okay.
Yeah, why don't you push the button? There he is. Steven.
Hello?
I hear barking. I hear someone barking.
There he is.
That's my dog.
Hi, Smiling Steven.
Hey, how are you?
Hey, so why didn't you tell me that the jankety old Q102 van was towed in front of my book signing at Barnes & Noble?
Well, we didn't want to. There was a lot going on, so we didn't want to put anything else on your plate at the moment.
Well, I mean... It doesn't make us look very good. I mean, did they fix it? Did they just throw it away? What did they do with that old van?
All I know was while you were upstairs signing books, meeting everybody, there was a tow truck that pulled up and pulled the Q102 van, which is a big, big van, onto its bed and rolled away with it. And I don't know what ever happened after that.
Oh, no.
And it got some parking tickets on it, too.
Oh God! How embarrassing! Well, how come you guys didn't want to tell me this? I don't understand.
Well, I mean, here's the thing. So I came early, but our fantastic promo team didn't. The van already broke down on the highway before it even got to the event, so they already had to restart the van once. And then when it finally got there, I was hoping you wouldn't get outside, so I was trying to keep you inside the Barnes & Noble so you wouldn't see that. We were still trying to, make it.
You bring up
good
a good point,
outside.
Smiling Steven. You bring up a good point. I find out little things every once in a while by accident. You guys keep things from me all the time.
Because it's minutiae. It's stuff that's not that important to you. And you have enough going on.
Information overload. It doesn't need to cloud your head. Not only that.
No. You don't want me to yell at you. Want me to get mad.
I will say, depending on the day, that could be something that triggers you.
Triggers?
Yeah. Like if
I'm triggered.
If we said the van broke down, you're like, God, this is so embarrassing. I can't believe this is happening. Right.
It isn't.
It's just better if you don't know.
All right. Smiling Steven, we love you. And next time you can just tell me the truth. It's all good. We love you.
Love you too.
Don't believe it, Steven.
What's scary?
So remember the fabled King Kong Master Blaster we used to have at Z100? It was like a big box truck shaped like a boom box, and you can go inside of it. One year, we lent it to another radio station. I think it was K-Rock. And then they used
it K-Rock.
For Woodstock. And Elvis, remember what happened to that, right?
Yeah, they burned it, didn't they?
What?
They burned our...
They looted our big box truck.
Our boom box.
K-Rock logo.
Yep.
Oh my God.
They borrowed it from us.
I remember I thought that they pushed it over first. Didn't they push it over first?
They did. And then they caught it on fire. But but don't you remember the three-story high free money monkey?
Yes.
They burned that too. They burn all of our stuff. It's like we can't have good things.
What?
The three-story high free money monkey. Anyway, we got to get out of here.
It's a living.
The 15-Minute Morning Show.